Okay, the Torah starts Vayu Chaye Sarah Mea Shana the Esrim Shana the Sheva Shanim. Sarah lived 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. Rashi brings down the Chazal that says that it separates them to tell me that she was as good as 100 as she was at 20 when it comes to sin, and she was as pretty as 20 as she was at 7. So a lot of questions on this. First of all, it says before the Torah was given, especially when people were living to be more than 100, more than 200, that people weren't considered liable in the heavenly court till 100. Now, after the Torah was given, that liability in the heavenly court is at 20. So before the Torah was given, when it says Sarah was at 100 as she was 20, 20 was insignificant then. So what's that mean, as 100 to 20? In a different addition, it says she was free of sin at 100 like she was at 20. What happened to the last 27 years of her life? There it doesn't say anything about her being free of sin. Secondly, what does it mean that what's it called that she was as pretty as 20 as when she was at 7? 20-year-old girls are more pretty than 7-year-old girls. And lastly, the Ramban asks, it says the same thing by Yishmael. It says years by each one splits up his life. Do we say the same thing? So I want to explain it in the following way, a little bit different than you would normally understand it. The Medrash says, Yodea Hashem Yemei Tamimim, referring to Sarah, the Rabban Shalom knows the days of the Tamimim. Tamimim has the idea of perfection. Tamimus means something perfect that's consistent and doesn't change. It doesn't have any blemish, which means that it is consistent. That's what we find by Noah, the same thing. It says Noah tzadik tomim, right? He was a tzadik tomim hayu bedorosav. So the Medrash says tzadik b'maisav, the tomim bedrachav. In action, you can't always be consistent. There are different times, different actions that are necessary. But in your derech, in your path, which also connotes your midos, there you can be constantly consistent. What actions come from those midos are different, but the midos are constantly consistent. You're always on the same derech, the same path. What that results in could be different, but it all comes from the same source. And that's why they point out, the Meir Miparmushlan points out, according to what I'm telling you, it fits in very nicely, the word vayihiyu can be read backwards and forwards the same way. It's no. Called a what? Vayihiyu, if you read it backwards, is also vayihiyu.
What does that mean?
What?
I don't know here. What does that mean, vayihiyu?
Vayihiyu is the first words of the Sedra. Vayihiyu chayei Sarah.
In English.
So, and they were.
And
they were.
Right. Thank you.
And that's also what we find by Avraham Avinu. Hishalech lefonai v'heyei samim. Walk before me and be tamim. Be perfect. And here it means also, the Sfarno says, that Avram should walk before God and face him and look at his attributes and emulate them, and in that way he'll be perfect. Meaning if you work on your attributes, your character traits, and you create a character that's consistent, then that's perfection. Perfection is consistency. And that's what it says, Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. You should be complete, consistent with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore you shouldn't go after this power at this time or this horoscope or look into the future through this thing. Everything should be consistent with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the idea of Tamimus is consistency. We find Yaakov Avinu was also called Ish Tam, Yoshev Oalim, right? That he sat and learned Torah. Torah has that quality of giving a person consistency. Torah shows if it all emanates from the Torah, then whatever a person does in this situation this way, in this situation that way, but it's all emanating from one unified derech, path, and foundation. I almost wanted to explain, that's what it means that Rabbi Yosef said, that he wanted to celebrate Shavuos in a very, very special way, with a special meal. Because he said if it wouldn't be for this day that the Torah was given, there's a lot of Yosefs in the marketplace. So it seems to mean, what?
Which Yosef is that?
Rabbi Yosef from the Gemara. So it seems to be saying that if it wasn't the Torah was given, I wouldn't be a big Talmud Chacham. I would be the same as there's a lot of Yosefs around. But it makes me special, the fact that the Torah was given and I'm a Talmud Chacham. But that doesn't seem befitting for him to say. Therefore, I wanted to say it means something else. Rav Yosef said like this: if it wouldn't be for the Torah, then I would be a split personality. I'd be one kind of person in the marketplace, another kind of person at home, another kind of person when I'm dealing in shul, right? But now that there's a Torah, the Torah unites me into one unified being, and all the manifestations of me in all the different places come from one unified derech, one unified path.
So a person who doesn't have Torah education could have their evil inclination take over. They wouldn't know about trying to tune into their good.
Whatever. Right, whatever. Yeah. I'll hold the question until the end, okay? Unless you didn't understand something, yeah.
I didn't know if, doesn't the Torah tell us like to...
Okay, hold the question then to the end. Otherwise, people lose the concentration. Write it down and I'll answer it. Okay, and that's why when a person learns Torah, it gives you consistency. It says a person has to learn Torah even the day he dies. Because even though the day of death, you're not in control, but for that much, and Torah gives you control even then. And that's why the Rambam says that a person has to learn Torah whether he's poor or rich or well or sick or old or young. Torah gives a person consistency. And it could be that's what it means in the end of the Sedra. Yofa shichoson shel avdei batei avos. It says the Torah spent a long time telling us what Eliezer said and his conversation in trying to get Rivka. And the Torah sometimes gives laws just with one extra letter. Why? Because it's better, the conversation of the slaves of the avos, rather than the detailed laws of the Torah. Meaning, the conversation of Eliezer showed the derech haTorah, the path, right? The way that you function consistently according to the Torah. The details of the Torah are details. What's more important is that you get that derech, that all the details emanate from one consistent derech. That's why it says by Sarah, Shnei Chaye Sarah, all of Sarah's life was equally for the good. Doesn't mean it was equally good. She had many different situations in life, and you can't control the situations in life, but you can control how you react to them, how you deal with them. And she had one common goal in everything that came her way, good or bad, was towards her eternal purpose. And the Svasemis says that. There's all different kinds of changes in people's lives, when they're young, when they're old. But Sarah was able to be consistent in all of them and use them, all of them, towards one common derech or whatever. Her, Baruch Sorotzkin Zatzal, my Rosh Hashiva, said her one goal in life was to fulfill her mission in this world and to assure her share in the world to come. And everything that came her way, everything she did, emanated from that one consistent, unified path. And therefore, I wanted to say like this. What it says that when she was 100, she was like 20, concerning sin, doesn't mean that she didn't sin when she was 100 like she didn't sin when she was 20. What it means is like this. When a person's 20, it says he has his main vigor, then esrim lirdov, to run. Right, you have a tremendous desires. You're full strengths and desires at 20, and 100 just the opposite. It says a person who's 100 is ka over batel min ha'olam. He's like he's not in this world anymore. Right, he's pretty much weakened and loses his desires or whatever. He's like he's not in this physical world. And there's a mile in both. The Rambam says that when it comes to mitzvahs that are logical mitzvahs, a person shouldn't have a yetzer hara to do those things. For instance, murder, stealing. A person shouldn't say, I'd love to murder, but what can I do? Right? God said, I can't. You should not have a desire to murder, not have a desire to steal. On the other hand, when it comes to mitzvahs that are shamios, mitzvahs that are beyond rationale, like kashrus, kosher, not logical, Right there, a person should say, I'd love to eat treif, but what can I do? God said not to. There's no logical reason not to eat treif. It probably tastes good. People spend good money on restaurants, on treif food. Probably tastes good. It's probably healthy, whatever. But God said you can't do it. So when it comes to super rational mitzvahs, there a person should have all his desire for it and not do it because God said not to do it. When it comes to rational mitzvahs, a person should not have any desire for it. So at 100, it's easier to keep the mitzvahs that are rational because you don't have any desires anyway. You don't have desire to kill, to steal, you don't have desire for anything. And on the other hand, at 20, it's easier to keep the super rational mitzvahs where you have a tremendous desire but you hold yourself back because God said not. Sarah was the same at 100 as she was in 20. Meaning, in both areas, she was able to keep up that great desire for the things that there's no logical reason not to and still hold herself back at 100. And at 20, she was able to be like 100 in those mitzvahs that you're supposed to, not have any desire for. So, and the same thing goes with her beauty. There's two different kinds of beauty. At 7, right, a girl is constantly being told how cute she is, but she herself does nothing to advance and enhance her beauty. Right? She just gets the accolades of being a cute little girl. At 20, people don't go around saying how cute you are at 20-year-olds, but she has the desire to enhance her beauty, right, by putting on makeup and nice clothing or whatever. Sarah had both milas. She had the mila that when she was 20, she was able not to enhance her beauty and make that an ikker in her life, like just when she was 7. And just like when she was 7, what's it called? Therefore, she at 20, she was like 7. At 7, when she got all these compliments, what a cute little girl she was, just like at 20, she was sanua and would not, you know, accept those openly and take them to heart. She wouldn't take them to heart at 20 either. And that's why the Medrash HaGadol says a little bit differently. It says when she was 100, she was like 20 for power. That's exactly what we said, that her power at 20, right, was full steam, desire or whatever. At 100, she used that same power for mitzvahs that you're not supposed to take away your desire, but have the desire and hold it back. And the same thing it says, Baskuf, Kevaskuf, Litznius. When she was 20, she was like 100 for Tznius. That just like a 100-year-old woman is Tzanua, right? At 20, she was just a Tzanua. And 7, like 20, for Das, right? Meaning that a 20-year-old has enough understanding not to be swayed by all the compliments she gets. And a 20-year-old, Kizayin Litzdokos, that what's it called, that she was tzedek, she did everything perfectly, righteously, and not look to show off her beauty. So, Sarah Imenu, it means that in every situation, at every stage of life, where there were different powers working and different things that she had to do, but it all emanated from the same consistent source, and she was consistent throughout her life. That's what it means. And that, I think, is the meaning of the following medrash. That's also in this sedra. The medrash says like this. Rabbi Akiva was giving a drasha, and the students began to go to sleep. The namnim. Sleep doesn't mean sleep, it means they were dremeling. They were half awake, half asleep. They weren't paying attention. And Rabbi Akiva wanted to wake them up. So he said, what did Esther see that enabled her to rule over 127 medinos, provinces? Let Esther, the great-great-granddaughter of Sarah, who lived 127 years, rule over 127 provinces. So they all woke up. What does Esther's 127 provinces have to do with Esther, with Sarah's 127 years, except it's the same number? And Rabbi Akiva went on. I think what he's telling them is the following. It says that when a person is dremeling, he's not in control. He can't really answer and say something intelligent. He's in a, you know, like a twilight state. So Rabbi Akiva said to them like this, you are not in control, right? You're not listening in a way that you're in control of what you're learning, okay? But people can always be in control, right? Esther was also in a situation where she wasn't in control. People were ruling over her. She was taken by force to live with Ahasuerus. And she was in a state of being where she wasn't in control, where others were controlling her. Yet she was able to overpower that and remain in control and rule over 127 provinces. So you see, and how did she have that power? That even when she was in an environment, right, in a status of others controlling her, that she was able to keep control of herself and control of what was going around her, because she looked at Sara Imenu. Sara Imenu lived a life where she was constantly in control, where every different status of her life, every different kind of situation she was in, all emanated from one unified path where she was in constantly controlled, consistent. So if she saw that Sara could constantly be consistent, no matter what kind of state she was in, no matter what kind of situations came her way, but she constantly functioned consistently, then Esther could do the same thing. And they told the students, you could do the same thing. Even though you're tired or whatever, you can still exercise control and be consistent. And therefore, we can say the same thing of Yishmael. The question was, it says by Yishmael the same thing. But it's also the same thing. Yishmael also had bad character traits. And everything he did, whether he was this age or that age or whatever, emanated for the negative, from his negative character. He was also consistently bad, until in the end of his life he did tshuva. So the same idea fits for Yishmael as it fits for Sara. By Sara, it's not telling me what she did, but that she was able to be consistent throughout her life. She was consistently good. Yishmael tells me the same thing. In every different situation, his behavior emanated from one unified negative thing, and therefore he was consistently bad. The same exact limud, except by Sara, it doesn't mean to tell us that each one was for the good. It just means everyone's consistent. Every male was for the good. And by Yishmael, it's the same thing, consistently for the bad. And therefore we have to learn from that to try to be as consistent as we can, to work on our character traits, that everything we do in all different situations, right, different stages in life, should be, even though the behavior changes, but it all emanates from the same path, from the same foundation, and therefore one can be consistent throughout his life, right, in everything he does, because it's all emanating at least from the same source. Okay, that's now questions.
Why does it say about Shai Rishon first now?
Why does it?
He was consistently bad.
Yeah.
So why does it say Bashar Husham? Right now he's good. And
yeah, he didn't deserve to die at that point. Right? And at that point also, his evil hadn't come out yet. Sara saw the potential. He, after that, became evil. But potentially, it's just the opposite. It's from there you see that even though Sara saw him mitzachek, he was laughing and playing around, right? And she saw that could have the potential for three terrible sins. Gili Arayash, Vichasdom, and Avodah Zarah. At that point, it hadn't come out yet. Right, is murder.
He had already the potential, so why didn't...
But he didn't kill anybody yet. And he didn't do any of these sins. But Sara saw that when he was fooling around, right, from that fooling around was the foundation of later on sins, terrible sins could come from it. And therefore she didn't want him around Yitzchak. Therefore, at that point, he hadn't done those sins. But Sara saw what the foundation was. And that's what we're saying with Yishmael. It's not so much his behavior was the same, but it all emanated from the same rotten character, right? And that's what Sara saw. Sara saw that rotten character, even though the behavior didn't come out yet. And at each stage in life, he used that rotten character in a way that fit that stage of life, but it all emanated from the same foundation.
And I wanted to ask you about you said about the split personality about a person without Torah and with Torah, a person has the same consistency,
right?
So I wanted to know about Chachma Sachayim, isn't like Hashem, like the Torah teaches us to be able to deal with the situations differently.
Exactly, like I said, the behavior is different. But the reason I behave in this situation this way and a different situation that way comes from the same source of what the goal is. So in this situation, this is the right behavior. In this situation, this is the right behavior. But how do you know what the right behavior is? It all emanates from the same foundation, right? And therefore, in order to reach that foundation in this situation, you have to act this way. And to reach that same foundation, you have to act differently in a different thing. But it's not that it's different, coming from different sources. It's all coming from the same unified source. And the person is consistent to his values, to his character, and except in this situation, that character trait says act like this, and the same character trait says in a different situation act like this. It's not a different character. It's not that you're doing things and not unified, disunified. It's all coming from the same source. That's consistency. The behavior changes according to different situations, but it's all. They're all coming from the same foundation, from the same source. That's consistency. That's what it means, yeah.
The Bachelors are always building their foundations. And
the what?
We're building our foundations. And
okay, could be still. Even if you build them, you're not changing them. You're enhancing them and growing. True. Maybe regular people have to change and correct their bad foundation or whatever. By Sara Imenu, it says that from her very youth, she already had that foundation. She grew. She enhanced it. But she didn't change it. She didn't have to change. Regular people maybe have to try to reach that goal. Right? And maybe don't reach it at every stage in their life. But that's the goal. The goal is consistency. Where everything emanates from one common good foundation and everything you do comes from that foundation. Everything you do is not the same. The behavior isn't the same. But it's consistent because it all emanates from the same standards, values, goals, path. That's the idea. In other words, if I'm merciful in one situation, right, where I have to have rachmanis on a poor person, and I'm cruel in another person where I have to kill a terrorist, it's not because I'm two different people. I'm a cruel person. I'm a person who wants to further God's plan in this world. Furthering God's plan is being merciful to this person and killing this terrorist. This comes from the same thing. It's not that I'm two different people. Here I'm cruel and here I'm merciful. No. It's all coming from the same desire to bring God's glory to the world. God's glory to the world is by having mercy on this poor person and by killing this terrorist. So it's all coming from the same source, except it branches out and manifests itself in different behavior in different times.
Different actions, different behavior.
Right, exactly. But it's coming from the same source. Okay? Okay, have a good Shabbos.
No, it's wrong.